We are now in Simin Shin Mem. We're in the middle of Siv Gimel. We did the Mechaber, and now time for the Ramah. Hagah says the Ramah, Osir Lishbar Ugo Shekosiv Oleha Kimin Osios. You're not allowed to break a cookie that has letters on it. Afal Pi Sheinu Mechaber Rach Lachil, even though all you want to do is eat it. They have a mochik because it is a psik ratio for the malach of mochik. Nevertheless, you can give it to a child. Now, what if the writing is not like icing on a cake from a different material, but it's actually made of the same one? Like you have a cookie that was made with a form on it. So there the Mishnah Berurah brings down that that is not considered a problem of ksav. It is actually mutter. If the ksiva is an ainbo mamish, that means you took say honey and diluted it in water, and all you've got on it is color, but it's not really a different colored material. You use fruit juice, and when you bake it, like it gets darker. That too is not considered a ksiva, and you're not chayav for it. The Magen Avraham brings down that the same halacha applies not only to writing but also to forms. Now, literally, he says tsiyurim, which we assume means pictures. Some say that the same goes for forms, and this is very important, not only in the malacha of mechika, but also in the malacha of ksiva. Are you allowed on Shabbos to go ahead and prepare food in a shape? So if you're creating the shape of a fish, for example, you want to go ahead and put your tuna salad out there in the shape of a fish, that is usher because of tzir. There are some poskim that actually usher any geometrical shape. They say that all of that goes into the malacha of ksiva. Others can consider it some kind of tikkun. But a lot of poskim say that that's not a problem unless it has the form of something identifiable, not simply a polygon. Further, the Dugal Mervava is lenient on this whole thing, and the Mishnah Berurah says that you can rely on that. You can rely on that, meaning he holds that there's no problem of breaking a cookie that has writing on it, if you're not trying to be mochik, and lemaisa you are allowed to rely on it if you're breaking a derech achila, which means halacha lemaisa according to the Mishnah Berurah, don't break a cookie that has an animal say on it or that has writing on it, but what you're allowed to do is bite into it. You can eat it. So this means that on a birthday cake you should not be slicing the letters on Shabbos. Or even slicing between the letters and then separating the letters of a word. We'll see about that later. Similarly, you should not be slicing a rose on the cake. That is a tzir. Whereas you're allowed to eat a rose on Shabbos. Now, in the case of a book that has on the edge of it a picture or words that were stamped on it, say it says public library. So the Mishnah Berurah brings that the Lavush Asr's opening it on Shabbos, and the Ramah and the Tshuva is Mekel, because it's made to open and close all the time. The Mishnah Berurah says, Nachon Lahachmir, if you can. L'chatchila, you certainly don't do such things. You don't go writing on the side of your book. So what many people do is that if they have a book that has a stamp on the side of it, they will go and slip a piece of paper or a bookmark in the middle of it before Shabbos so that the letters are already broken up, and this way they can open it on Shabbos.